Back here on Sportsline, and let's head back to Sarasota, Florida. Orioles and Pirates tonight in Bradenton. Evan Meek's not pitching in that game, but he is perhaps the best story in this year's camp for the Baltimore Orioles, and he joins us now. Evan, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's start, actually, with your spring right now. Six games, six scoreless innings, two base runners. It's been electric. How do you feel about your performance, or is it the most obvious question ever?
No, it's definitely been going good. You know, it's been a good camp. The Orioles, man, the way they run things has just been phenomenal. And going out there and having a good time. Obviously trying to, you know, show them what I could do in this short amount of time. And in terms of just all the performance, you know, just the guys making plays behind me. And everything's just going well. I'm just really enjoying myself right now.
I want to get back to the competition a little later, but let's just get your perspective on this. You've battled a lot of injuries. The major league amount of games you've pitched, 24 games in 11, 12 games in 12, zero games in the major leagues in 13. Was there a time over the last 3 years that you thought you would never be on a major league roster again?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that have gotten injured and that have rehab and that they know what I'm talking about. It's definitely a tough thing to go through. It's a very slow, tedious process, and it's especially tough when you've been to the big leagues and you've had some success there, and then you get injured, and you just can't seem to get back to where you were. You know, you try everything. You try to go back and look at video. You try to feel it out, and you just kind of wonder, and, you know, I mean, patience isn't exactly my strong suit. So it's been a tough journey. Getting back to where I am now, it's been a long process, but you know, I can definitely say that it's paying off. You know, it's just so nice to be on the mound and feel good and to not have any worries. Is my arm going to hurt today? You'd be amazed at how much it plays mentally on you, you know, physically and mentally. So to go through that and to get over that hurdle and be having success again now is just it means the world to me. You know, there's been a lot of people that have helped me get to this point now, and I'm just trying to continue to do it. You know,
Evan Meek is with us here on WBAL. You're 30 now, Evan, and for those who don't know, the casual fan may not, but at 27 years of age, when you were pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, you may have been, in 2010, the best non-closer relief pitcher in the National League, and you were pitching then for the current Orioles bench coach, John Russell. How big of a part has he been in this process, finding the Orioles, being in the thick of it, trying to earn a bullpen spot? And tell me about your relationship with him.
You know, it kind of goes back to this offseason. You know, John Russell was my manager with the Pirates when I had my All-Star year, and all 3 years I was there. And this offseason, he was one of the person. He was the first person I called, and I just basically just said, "Hey, I don't know if you can do anything, or maybe help me get an audience, get someone that might be willing to watch me throw a bullpen." You know, I know that you know what I look like when I'm healthy because you've seen me, and you know, all I want is just a look. I just need a look. Can you help me out with that? And I mean, he sure did. He was real responsive, and it was great to talk to him. And he actually, I then got in touch with Brady Anderson, and Brady was also very instrumental in getting me a look. And that obviously led to me flying up to Baltimore and throwing a bullpen for them during their fan fest.
In Camden Yards, in the bowels of Camden Yards, you're throwing a bullpen.
Yeah, we actually threw it in the batting cages during the fan fest. And if it wasn't for John Russell, if it wasn't for Brady, you know, that opportunity wouldn't have come up. So they were both instrumental, but it was nice to – it was nice to just be able to call JR and just ask him for help, ask him for the favor, if anything, just to get a look.
Was that the biggest bullpen session of your life, Evan?
You know, it was. It really was. You know, it was so late. You know, obviously, a lot of guys sign early. A lot of guys try to get signed before the holiday. Some guys sign later. And then, you know, you have your free agents that some of them sign even later, as we've seen this spring training. But, I mean, going there and throwing, I threw for Sheedy, the bullpen pitching coach, and for Dave Wallace, the pitching coach. And it was a little nerve-wracking. I felt like I was going in there pitching for my, auditioning for my career, it's kind of hard to explain, but they were great. They were beating them was easy, and just when we started throwing the bullpen, it was I just told myself, hey, just do what you know how to do and have a good time with it, and it went really well. It was it was a good time. It was it worked out.
Now, you did pitch last year, Evan, and Evan Meek, Orioles right-hander with us here on WBAL, in the PCL, which is considered a hitter's league for Round Rock, Texas, in AAA, and you start a little, you pitch out of the bullpen a little, you have a 4.5 ERA. Are you healthier than you were last year? Are you close to being the guy you were in 2010? How would you calculate where you are right now?
Where I'm at now is where I was in 2010. Stuff-wise, how I feel, how the shoulder feels. Last year was actually a really, really big year for me. It was the first year back that I had no arm injuries. I had no arm problems. I started out with him in the bullpen, and they moved me to a starting role, really to get me more work, to get me more consistent work. And that, I really feel, is what really helped me, is getting that repetition. Sometimes in the bullpen, you might throw it 2 days, 3 days in a row, or you might not even get in a game, for 5 days. So then letting me give me the opportunity to start really got me back on track. And really, just all of 2013, I think I threw over 100 innings. It was really important to me because I had no arm problems, and that told me yes, I'm healthy now. And then that led into the off season, and actually. I started doing this weighted ball program, and one thing this weighted ball program showed me is that my arm angle was a little bit low. Mm. Then we went back and looked at video and moved the arm angle up.
One second here, Evan. This is the famed weighted ball program, Steve Delabar, that group?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes. Actually, a good friend of mine, Daniel McCutcheon, who actually played with the Orioles last year in the organization, was the one that turned me on to it. And it helped me mechanically. It helped me get my elbow up. There's a lot of things that there's a lot of benefits to it, but it really helped me get on track and get strong and start my off season right, which is, obviously leading into spring training and then where we're at now. Everything has just been such a nice progression to this point.
Well, someone to root for, to say the least. What a great story, a comeback story for Evan Meek, one-time All-Star for the Pirates in 2010, now on the verge of making the Orioles bullpen here in 2014. Evan, we hope to see you in Baltimore in just a few short weeks, and best of luck, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That is Evan Meek. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.